Good day to you all. Greetings. And nice to be here. So, an expression from the ancient language Pali that it's translated as here and now, sometimes here and now, literally. The literal words are the seen dharma, the dharma that is seen, ditti dhamma. And sometimes those two words are reversed. Rather than ditti dhamma, it says dhamma ditti, which is seeing the dharma. So the dharma that's seen, or seeing the dharma. And this points to the experiential quality of this practice. Here and now refers to really seeing the truth, seeing the dharma, seeing phenomena, experience, directly here, whether it's through the eyesight, for those who can see, through hearing, those who can hear, through smelling, through tasting, through the tactile sensations of the body. It's this direct contact, direct seeing, direct experiencing, that is where the Dharma unfolds. That's where we see the Dharma. It's not complicated. It's not, in a sense, it's not found in books or in Dharma talks. It's found in the direct perception, direct experience that we have. If we can make that direct experience direct, in a sense, unmediated by the projections we put on top of it, so that we see experience in its kind of in its rawness, without identifying with it or being for or against it or interpreting it all kinds of ways, just the raw, basic sense experience. There's something powerful about finding ourselves at peace in their direct experience. So that's partly what we're here to do in Vipassana practice, is to settle in, become centered and grounded here in our direct experience. So to begin by taking a meditative posture, a posture that maybe supports your ability to be aware at all at your sense doors. Heightened awareness. And even though we use this language of seeing a lot, it's the inner mind's eye. And so we sometimes close the eyes to simplify our experience. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, where the exhale is particularly useful for returning here where you are. Long, slow, steady exhale, where you consciously center yourself in your body, in this place where you are. And then to let your breathing return to normal, and to continue this centering, grounding, settling into here and now, as you exhale, might relax the muscles of the face, softening around the eyes, Sometimes there's a strong habit to be always looking, even when the eyes are closed, searching, wanting, fearing, and to allow the eyes to soften sometimes softens the wanting, the fear. And as you exhale, to soften the shoulders. Let them relax and the shoulders can feel the gentle pull of gravity. Maybe in feeling the weight of your shoulders. And then softening your belly. Maybe this belly relaxes. Maybe the whole belly area can settle and down into so your center of gravity goes lower in your torso. And then the ditti dhamma, the dhamma that is seen. The experience that's experienced. The sensations that are sensed. Not an interpretation, not a story. Not being involved in a prediction or fear of what will happen. Not lingering with what has happened, thinking about it. But seeing if your body and mind can be ready moment by moment to be fresh. Almost like renewed, as if there is no past, just this moment to experience and to know the direct experience here and now, free of past and future. Experiencing the experience of the moment. Feeling the feelings that are here. Breathing with the breathing that is happening. Sensing the experience of breathing. One breath at a time. staying close to the experiences that are direct, immediate, the experiences that are intimate with your five senses, and with the present moment unfolding of your life, your inner life and mind. The river of life that's seen in the present moment. as we come to the end of this sitting, to turn your inner eye sight on the world around you, people in your home or in your neighborhood, your communities, friends, family, strangers, the people that you're aware of through the news or other means. And they become the Dharma that is seen, the seen Dharma. And to gaze upon others with soft and kind and easeful eyes, to gaze upon others without fear or anxiety, without desires or aversion, so that some of the best qualities of your heart have space to come forth and meet those people as you consider them. May it be that this practice we've done together benefits the lives of people we encounter this week. May the practice of mindfulness help us the best qualities of friendliness, of kindness, love, compassion, respect flow out of us in our connection with other people. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be safe. May all beings be free. And thereby may all beings also be filled with happiness. May we delight in the shared happiness that we might experience as a result. May all beings be free. Thank you.